welcome to this week's episode of Around the World in 70 Days on CJMQ 88.9 FM, where I discuss important current events and their relationship to our local community. I'm your host, Rhiannon, and I've selected several major current events, and I'll be discussing their connection and importance to the Eastern Townships. Let's get right in. First, let's talk about some international news. The Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games are well underway, with events starting March 4th and concluding March 13th. These games will see para-athletes competing in 78 events across 6 para-sports, 39 for men, 35 for women, and 4 mixed events. The 6 para-sports are para-alpine skiing, para-biathlon, para-cross-country skiing, para-ice hockey, para-snowboard, and wheelchair curling. Currently, Canada holds a total of 16 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver, and 3 bronze medals in the para-alpine skiing event, 1 gold and 1 bronze in the para-biathlon, 4 gold and 3 bronze in para-cross-country skiing, and 1 gold and 1 silver in the para-snowboard event. There are a few locals competing this year in the Paralympic Games. Lynn-Marie Bilodeau, the youngest member of Canada's Para-Nordic team at the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Winter Games, is from Sherbrooke. This year, Bilodeau placed 9th in cross-country long distance and 18th in cross-country sprint. There are also several other athletes from Quebec. Julien Petit is the guide for visually impaired alpine skier Logan Leach, a rookie on the national team in the 2021-22 season, and is from Quebec City. Frédéric Turgeon, para-alpine skier, placed 5th in this year's slalom competition and is from Candiac. Anton Jacob Webb, para-ice hockey player, is from Gatineau. Dominique Larocque, war veteran and goalie for the Paralympic ice hockey team, is from Quebec City. In 2019, he was inducted into the Canadian Armed Forces Sports Hall of Fame, and in 2018, he was awarded Athlete of the Year at the Gala d'Athlètes in Quebec. Antoine Lahou, para-ice hockey player, is from Thetford Mines. Alexis Guimont, para-alpine skier, is from Gatineau. This year, he has won 3rd in the Super-G event and 5th in the Alpine Downhill event. And finally, Sandrine Hamel, para-snowboard athlete, won 1st in this year's snowboard team event, 3rd in bank slalom, and 8th in snowboard cross. She's from Saint-Sauveur. Now, let's get into some national news. Jean Charest, the former Premier of Quebec, is running for leader of the Conservative Party of Canada and is expected to make his official announcement soon, according to Radio Canada. This announcement marks a re-entrance to politics after a more than 20-year pause. As of now, he's not an official candidate in the race to become leader of the Conservatives, but it seems an announcement is on the horizon. Prospective candidates have until June 3rd to enter the race. The party will declare its new leader on September 10th. So let's do a little background of Charest and his past politics. He was born here in Sherbrooke and earned a law degree from l'Université de Sherbrooke and worked as a lawyer locally before entering politics. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, he was elected to the Federal House of Commons in 1984 and represented Sherbrooke as a member of the Progressive Conservative Party for 14 years. He also served as Deputy Prime Minister in 1993, and in 1998 he left federal politics and went to lead the Quebec Liberals in provincial politics. He then served as the 29th Premier of Quebec from 2003 to 2012. After his time as Premier, Charest worked as a legal consultant on several important cases. One of the main undertakings of the Charest government was an ambitious development project targeting northern Quebec. His government also instituted a major tuition hike for Quebec universities, which caused a large-scale student strike, which then ensued to a major decline in his approval ratings. So I'll leave you with a few things to think about. How do you think this race for leader of the Conservative Party will go? Following a short term by Erin O'Toole, do you predict another short term, or perhaps a stable leadership that's in it for the long haul? And how do you feel of former Premier Charest entering federal politics after a long interim? Now let's get into some provincial news. A group of Quebec doctors are offering training on life-saving procedures for Ukrainian doctors while they are continuing to face the Russian invasion. McGill University in Montreal says the Steinberg Center for Simulation and Interactive Learning is creating multimedia content to support healthcare needs in Ukraine. Dr. Dan Deckelbaum, the co-director for the Center for Global Surgery at McGill University Health Center and Surgical and Procedural Skills Director at McGill University's Steinberg Center for Stimulation and Interactive Learning, recorded a series of video tutorials with coworkers after he was contacted by colleagues in Ukraine. Dr. Deckelbaum explains that, quote, the CGS, the Center for Global Surgery, has been collaborating with Ukraine for the past decade on trauma research and training initiatives. At the time, we never imagined that they would be in this situation. To support their healthcare teams, our partners requested teaching materials for basic life support and life-saving procedures that can be done by non-surgeons. Deckelbaum said to the Canadian press, quote, this kind of hostile environment falls on the shoulders of a large number of healthcare workers. These videos can play a vital role in ensuring procedures are followed to the best of one's ability. According to a press release by McGill University, Dr. Deckelbaum worked with Rukaya Al-Shi, MD, a fellow in trauma and acute care surgery at McGill University from Oman, and with Junko Takuno, MD, a thoracic surgeon from Kyoto, Japan. They created videos to show how to perform several surgical procedures, including chest tube insertion and airway ventilatory management. These videos were recorded in the simulated operating room, and Ukrainian narration was later added. Dr. Deckelbaum said, quote, if you're a cardiologist or a dermatologist, you're a very good doctor, but you don't know how to treat an injury because it's not your area of expertise. We created these videos with the Simulation Center to show how to perform these procedures in emergency medicine to treat trauma. So, I'll leave you with this to think about. What do you think locals can do to further support Ukraine during this crisis, besides direct monetary support? Can you think of things that our community, perhaps your place of work or school, can do to assist? Now let's get into some local news. Sherbrooke recently adopted a motion to request that the official French name of Quebec's Eastern Townships region stays Estrie. Council voted 10-4 in favor of keeping the name, instead of the original translation, Canton de l'Est. This past July, Quebec's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, and the minister responsible for the Estrie region, announced that Brome-Missisquoi and Haute-Yamaska were being added to the Eastern Townships. As such, the Table des MRC de l'Estrie asked for a rebrand, and the Commission Municipale du Québec started surveying residents to see which name they wanted. Currently, the name Canton de l'Est is almost always used for tourism and regional promotion, and the name Estrie is used by the public, health, and political sector pretty often. The mayor of Sherbrooke said the word Estrie is short and effective, and is also less of a mouthful when added on to official names. The CMQ, the Commission Municipale du Québec, will hold in-person consultations on March 14th in Sherbrooke, March 17th in Lac-Mégantic, and March 22nd in Granby. So I'll leave you with this. What do you think our region should be named? Do you prefer the short and sweet estuary, or prefer the direct translation of Eastern Townships? Canton Anglais. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Rhiannon with CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'll talk with you next week.